The following hour is brought to you by MidasResources.com, your trusted source for precious metals since 1996. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAPrepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAPrepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Everyone all set? Cocked, locked. Hour number two of USAPrepares.com with Richard Allen Miller. Hey, Rick, the weather forecast changes here in the Ozark Mountains almost hourly. And it's really, really difficult for us to prepare for making hay. It really is. And I want to share this with the class for several reasons. One, anyone who's tried to call me in the last 10 days or so has probably missed me because we're not here to answer the phone. We're all out in the fields either repairing equipment, preparing equipment, going around in circles with the tractors. And so I have been unavailable for emails and doing a lot of posting on the website and answering the telephone. So anyone who happened to have tried to call, the phone probably just rang. And that's why, because we haven't been here. But here's what has happened in the past. And I tried to explain this to one of my friends who I just happened to run into the farmhouse for a minute and he called last night and I said, hey, I'd love to talk with you, but I really got to get back out in the field. And so here's what used to happen, Rick. Let's say we have five fields. We would get behind, set up all the equipment, and the equipment's heavy. You know, the mower is a couple thousand pounds, and hooking it up to the back of the tractor is kind of a pain in the neck. So we'd hook that up and we would cut several fields all at one time. And then we would rake the fields all at one after next. And then we would bale it one after the next. Because it's such a pain to change the equipment on the back of these tractors. Well, because the weather is so unpredictable and because the forecasts are wrong all the time, at least that's been our experience lately. They would say it's going to be sunny and it rains. Because we absolutely positively do not trust any of the forecasts and we look at them all, we are going by our instincts now. And because of that, we cannot risk losing our hay crop. So what we do, Rick, is we will cut or we'll cut a field and then we'll change the equipment, to ted it, to have it dry faster, and then we will rake it and then we'll bale it. And then we'll change the equipment again and again, field by field by field, and it's taking us easily twice as much time as it used to take us when we had an assembly line set up. So I think other farmers are doing the same thing. They're not willing to risk the automated or streamlined approach to making hay. And I wanted to share that because even doing that, we're still down 50% in the hay production. So if we're down 50%, that translates immediately, accurately, to we're going to have half the cows that we used to have. And we're not the only ones. Our food supply is in danger. I believe it's in danger because of the criminals who are spraying the chemicals in the sky. I really believe it. I wish they'd just leave the weather alone. And then, you know, Rick, when we were children, it would rain. On the East Coast, it would rain once a week. The Farmer's Almanac, printed a year in advance, would tell you when it's going to rain and what the temperature was going to be in certain locations, and it was right. Our weather was predictable, but not anymore. They can't predict it hours in advance because they keep changing their minds. Or they keep changing their
minds. Well, there's someone that's changing something, but it's not their minds. And really, the whole thing is about a weapon for controlling the weather. And they have been trying to do this since the 40s. And it is, you know, the person that control the weather. They're experimenting right now, just like that one little document on NASA, that they're tinkering with life support, and there's no owner's manual. And I don't think there's what they have accepted is collateral damage, not a problem, because there are too many people in the world anyway.
You know, I believe you're absolutely right. I believe that that is the plan. The plan is to get rid of us. And, you know,
not to get rid of us. It's a shame kind of thing, but necessary for the advancement of man.
I'm a little
the
confused.
Difference there. And it's kind of sick. And the part I don't get is who makes those kinds of decisions besides God?
Well, do you think they sit around in a room and say, okay, let's see, Chicago.
They do sit around in a room. That is what they say. I have documents going back to the 40s. I'm now, you know, I've been researching this thing, trying to put the dots together, and it is unbelievably sociopathic, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. So they sit in a room and they say, okay, who's going to go? Who's going to take a frontal assault? Who's going to?
It's like that helicopter in that movie that Bruce Willis plays, you know, Die Hard, and the guy's firing the machine gun into the building, and he say, "I can live with those acceptable damages." Boom, boom, boom. Of course, his helicopter shot out of the air in the next scene. But, you know, it's a type of mentality that's quite disturbing. And, in my opinion, not human.
I have two books, Rick. I don't know if you've ever seen them. They're huge. Each one is about the size of a desk blotter. And it's a two-volume set, and it's about World War II, and it's about the battles, and it's about the strategies, and it's about, okay, if we attack the Germans at this location, Patton's forces will have this number of expected casualties, and that's okay. You know, 15,000, we're going to lose 15,000, but that's acceptable because, you know, this is an important piece of land that we're going to have to capture. So let's press on, and 15,000 of us, 22,000 of them, that's okay. Let's keep moving on. And that's what this book shows. It shows the expected casualties, the wounded, the damage, the amount of machinery and artillery and munitions it's going to take to do the job. And these things are planned out. I mean, I've got the books that show this. And I don't think I could sit in that room and say, okay, well, let's press on with this. As a matter of fact, in the room that that you stay in at the farm, Rick, there is a poster. I don't know if you saw it. It's kind of behind where you'd see it. It's the Sullivan brothers. There are five brothers who decided to enlist in World War II. They wanted to be in the Navy, and they insisted that they be on the same ship. And the Department of Navy said, no, we can't do that because, you know, there's a possibility that the ship could go down and, you know, the entire...
Mother would lose both sons, yes.
All five. And that's what happened.
Yeah.
All five of them
Private Ryan.
Died.
That concept, yeah.
Yeah, that's exactly right. That's exactly right. So the Sullivan, and this is a World War II recruitment poster. And it, you know, it's the real deal. It's not a copy. It's from World War II, and that's a memento of how sick we are engaging in warfare. I mean, it's crazy. And then right next to that is the German Nazi poster. It belongs to Mrs. Finelli, and it's this German soldier. And it's their recruitment poster. It's in German. It's from that period. It's original. It's not a copy. And it says it's your duty to go and serve.
You'll notice it's always about young men being controlled and directed by old men.
Right, right. And that just leads me to another point that really, really bothers me, and that is high school principals and high school superintendents allow recruiting on the school campuses for the young men and women to enlist in the military to serve as cannon fodder for the movers and shakers and the global elite to get us killed. And I can't believe it. I've talked to some of the parents, and I said, are you serious? You're going to let your son enlist in the Marines and get the injections? He's going to get the injections that are, he doesn't even know what they are. He's going to be sick.
Here's the point I would like to make. Are your children as healthy as you are? Or is it health in general deteriorating?
I think, if you're asking me, I believe health in general is deteriorating. And I was talking with one of our friends, Erin Dakins, within the last couple of days, and I mentioned that. And as a matter of fact, she heard one of our broadcasts, and she called me, and she said that she feels that people are less, have more respiratory problems, have less energy.
Absolutely. You can absolutely vector that to that polymer. That is already, I've got links on that one. Your saliva is coming out white.
Yes,
and
it is.
It's not dehydrated. Well, it's like there's something else in your liquid water. It's that polymer, and it's in everything. And it's in your food. It's in the air you breathe. It's in the water you drink.
And I just can't fully understand. I'm not capable genetically, probably, of fully understanding how people could be so evil as to pollute their own playground. No one I know of can get off this planet and go someplace better. We're kind of trapped here for right now. And why would anybody in his or her own right mind be willing to pollute the one place that we're all trapped?
I remember when you said this, if the wives of the pilots of those geoengineering aircraft were to know that it was going to affect pregnancy and their child, and what would happen next? I remember when you said that a couple of weeks ago. And I have to tell you, it's with knowledge. That's what we need to do, get everybody aware of the problem.
When we come back, I'm going to say something that's maybe a little over the top about what you just said. Dr. Richard Allen Miller is with us, richardallenmiller.com. We'll be right back.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055. Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Oh, boy. Here it goes. Class, when you're driving down the road or down the highway, you're in your car, small truck, and you're breathing the exhaust of the cars and trucks in front of you if you're going down the interstate. I mean, we all don't want to do that. And when there's a car in front of us or a truck in front of us that's belching out black smoke or a smelly exhaust, you know, we get out of the way because we certainly don't want to breathe it because we know it's not good for us. Okay. Well, the same is true in airplanes. So if you're on a commercial flight and you're flying commercially, you know, on business trips or for vacations or pleasure, you're breathing the air of the exhausts or whatever's in the air of the airplanes in front of you or who have crossed your path. So you're breathing the air of commercial flights and these treasonous flights that are dumping these chemicals in the air. Now, I'm now speaking to the wives of those pilots. So if they knew what their husbands were doing, let's assume that the husbands are pilots. If they knew what their husbands were doing and they were spraying these chemicals into the air and other husbands were flying through those chemicals and breathing in those chemicals, and they're toxic, and they could cause birth defects, and that they knew that there was a possibility that the child that they would conceive through the union of the husband and the wife. Could be deformed, retarded, sickly, somehow damaged. What would those wives do? Now, I submit to you that a wife who had her head screwed on correctly, who was fully aware that these are possibilities, that they would stop all action that would lead to conceiving a child for at least a year. Now, is that over the top? I don't think so.
No. That's why, that's the argument that Japan is using for not giving full disclosure to the populace in Japan on Fukushima. They're afraid of individuals, women, giving abortions that would have otherwise kept their child. Mm-hmm. That's their excuse. They don't want unnecessary suicides or abortions because of fear of their child being deformed. Will you say what the children think about all of this?
Rick,
it's interesting. Every day it gets further down that warrant in the rabbit holes. And I have to tell you, it's all semi-bearing out of an extinction event with Fukushima. And now we've got chemtrails where everybody's coughing. They're talking about privatization of water. It goes on and on and on.
Mm-hmm. So,
there is a real creepy story that I've been just semi-following because it's in my state about these new rail cars that are being made by Homeland Security that will shackle 500 people per car and have guillotines at the end of them. And I confirmed they're making them. I've got pictures of it up in the Portland shipyards. And there it is. That's what they're doing. What's this all about? Where is this all going? And the idea that if you riot or rebel or resist, that the possible future when China comes in, takes over our utilities, you know, it goes on and on and on and on and on. And my position my way of how I'm going to fight back is I just don't participate. I will talk about it. I will act for myself, not make judgment on someone else not doing what I'm doing. That's God's will. I figure I'm only responsible for myself and try to set an example so that your boy can say it, that kind of thing.
When we come back, I'll tell you a little bit about what happened at the meetup on Monday. It was out of control, or almost out of control. We'll be right back.
Today is an important day. It's your day to be ready. Take care of your family and buy your emergency food supply from the Freeze Dry Guy. Because today, the Freeze Dry Guy introduces our Mountain House and Packaway 1 month food supply. Today, get the Freeze Dry Guy's 30-day premium unit, normally $364, sale priced at $263, save $101. Buy two cases, normally $727, sale priced at $506, save $222. Or choose three 30-day premium units, normally $1,091, now only $748, save $343 from the Freeze Dry Guy. These premium units are packed with a high quality Mountain House entrees, meats, vegetables, and Packaway brand freeze-dried pineapple and dehydrates, such as milk, ABC stew, and rolled oats, 289 half-cup servings. Go to freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to Lower 48. Hurry, our Mountain House and Packaway one-month supply sale ends soon. So call now, 866-404-3663.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
You know, I really wasn't planning on talking about this. But I decided just a couple minutes ago that I would. Something happened at the meetup on Monday at Ziggy's that's never happened before. Never. Everyone is always polite, kind, soft-spoken. But toward the end of the meetup last Monday, that was not the case. It was almost out of control. And one person who comes to a lot of the meetups suggested that, you know, we should just be concerned with ourselves. Concentrate on preparing and being concerned for just ourselves. And the class was outraged. Everyone else in the class was outraged. People stood up. Their voices were raised. There was some yelling going on. Now, I'm talking about in a restaurant. There was yelling going on. And it was all that I could do on stage to prevent escalation. And I'd like to comment on this. If you look at Operation American Spring, a bunch of guys, they thought they'd have 1,800,000. I thought they'd have 1,000. At one time, they had 1,500, and it dropped down to 1,000. Then it dropped down to 50. And then within a few days, it was at 12. One of our class members happened to be in Washington, D.C., and it was 12. There are marches for traditional families scheduled for Washington, all kinds of marches. None of them have any real impact. I believe that our Congress critters, you know, hear from their aides, oh, there's a bunch of bozos out there, and they're just marching for this, that, or the other. And I don't think these Congress critters care about it at all. So I think that what the man at the meetup was saying, and I won't name his name, I think he was saying, look, a lot of this is futile. They're not paying attention at the highest levels of corruption or the government. They're not paying attention to us. So don't waste your time. I believe that was part of his message. Now, and he was right in that. But the rest of the class was right also, because they were saying that, frankly, you cannot survive by yourself. You just cannot prepare and assume and think and believe that everything will be okay if you have enough toilet paper and enough food.
And that's true. That is absolutely correct.
And if you do believe that, you're going back to the 1600s before the Industrial Revolution, because it takes machines to make machines that make machines. And it wasn't. It was evolutionary. The Industrial Revolution built machines upon machines upon machines. And without, you know, that Bridgeport mill, you couldn't have the machinery that we have today. You just couldn't. So they were both right. But, wow, it was pretty heated. And what we decided to do was, let's introduce ourselves. Who are we? And why do we say the things that we say? So I went first. And I just said, you know, I'm Vinfinelli. And I'm just some guy, a farmer, and I've had it. I've absolutely had it with what's happening to our country. And I decided that I was not going to hide under a rock. I was going to stick my head out and try to do my best to stop the extinction of life and our country.
Man,
and that's why I'm doing it.
Not taking it anymore.
Yeah, that's exactly right. Not taking it anymore. Just like on that movie. I'm not going to take it anymore. And just
Network. That was the movie. Yeah. Was called Network.
Yeah. So also another movie called Falling Down. And same thing. The main character in the movie was just stuck in a traffic jam, and he's looking for miles and miles ahead of him, five lanes, parking lot, nobody could go anywhere. It's like in California, a major traffic jam, and he just walked away from his car, and he had had it. He had just had it. Well, I think we're heading there. I think people are losing their tempers. And Rick, here's one of the reasons why I believe that climate engineering is going on. This may seem far-fetched, but, you know, the summer's pretty hot, and we had race riots back in the 1960s. It was warm. Not everyone had air conditioning, and people would just get hot and their tempers would be right on edge and they'd flare up, and we had some race riots, and it was not a good time within our country. Well, I believe that part of the reason why the East Coast is being cooled down and the rest of the country is paying for it, like the West and the Midwest were paying for it with this geoengineering, is to keep the coast from rioting.
That's funny.
Well, I'm serious. I think that's a, you know, just not the main reason, but just one reason. Okay. Look, as I go around in circles on the tractor, I have some time to think. Okay, so I call that tractor therapy.
Yeah, it's internal dialogue.
Yeah, so I'm talking to myself and I'm thinking. Not out loud, but I'm thinking to myself as I go across these fields, you know, at maybe a mile and a half or 2 miles an hour, and the machinery is whirring in the background, so it's kind of like a, not white noise, but it's just a constant drone of the machinery. Yeah. Well, I was thinking about Washington, D.C. Nobody is productive in Washington, D.C. They're all takers. They're all consumers, okay? Well, who needs them? We don't need them. Okay? They're just living off the efforts of all of our work. There aren't any cows being raised in Washington, D.C. There aren't machines being made in Washington, D.C. They're just in service industry. They flip each other's hamburgers, they clean each other's houses, and they make rules for the rest of us. That's all that Washington, D.C. is at a high level, in my opinion. That being the case, if they were hot and there were people who are unemployed and can't read, as 83% can't in Washington, D.C., you would think that that's a tinderbox. And maybe it'd be a good thing to keep Washington, D.C. and Baltimore and Philadelphia and New York City a little cooler so tempers don't flare and the have-nots who are in that in those locations don't lose their cool and start rioting. Just a little side benefit of geoengineering. Not the main reason, but just a little side benefit.
I'll tell you that you can tell the temperature in Phoenix by the level of road rage, 1 degree at a time. It's the truth of it. You can actually, it's 97 degrees. Look at how people are behaving. It is interesting to realize. I was in the race riots of Philadelphia. I was there when it happened. I saw police helicopters firing 50 caliber cannon into 20-story buildings. I saw that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
It was like a war zone.
Yes, it was a war zone, and for those
people don't realize it was like there was an actual war going on in America.
Yes, and it was a race war, and it was horrible. And I know some white people who told me that they were on the rooftops in the cities in the East Coast. And they had their hunting rifles, and they were going to shoot people who weren't white if they came in gangs around the corner onto their blocks. They were just going to execute them right then and there from sniper positions on the roof. That's what I was told.
I was in the Deer Park Hotel in Newark, Delaware, studying for exams in graduate school and watching the Winter Olympics when firebombs came in through three of the windows and set the whole place on fire. And as we ran out the front, there were a gang of black Negroes with chain. And the one made a pass at me, I ducked it, and then I was gone. And what I saw was the concept of group mentality and how it deteriorates. Individually, they're like everybody else. In a group, something happens in the group consciousness, like a lynch mob, and it changes everything. It's like an educational thing. I I witnessed it. I was in the middle of it. I have no prejudices, and yet I now believe that East L.A. is going to be nuts if the grid ever goes down. I would not want to be there, and the kind of mentality, fear, take it if you can, mentality that will exist when the grid goes down and there's no law and order at some moment. It's creepy.
Mm-hmm.
And New York City, can you imagine living in a high rise and your power goes out? There's an actual video that shows what happens because they can't take the elevators, they don't work, and they have no place to go to the toilet because there's no running water. And what do you do now?
Mm-hmm. And Rick, one of the things that I don't talk about on this broadcast is race. But the reason I mentioned race just now is because what happened was it became color against color back during the race riots. And that's really what they were. They were pure race riots back in the 1960s. It happened in Newark, Delaware. It happened in Newark, New Jersey. It happened in Los Angeles. It happened in Chicago. And it happened in other cities. And by the way, Newark, Delaware, and Newark, New Jersey are spelled exactly the same way. They're just pronounced differently.
Yeah, except one has the Brandywine.
and the guy that I was telling you about who was perched on his roof with his friends to defend his block was 20 miles away from Newark, Delaware. So we're talking about the same conflict there. There was the National Guard was stationed in the cities on the East Coast, and they were armed, and they were going to kill them. And these mobs that you're talking about were terrifying. They were firebombing buildings and burning them to the ground.
So you think your basement will save your family? Think again. A separate, certified safe room placed in the basement, properly anchored to the floor, offers the best chance of survival and protection. And the best safe room you can buy is at Missouri Storm Shelters. You saw them at USAPrepares.com Expo. Missouri Storm Shelters has the largest selection of certified storm shelters in the world, tested against winds up to 250 miles per hour. That exceeds the EF5 rating. Missouri Storm Shelters meet or exceed FEMA's 320 and 360 recommended standards, and also NSSA and ICC 500 standards. See Missouri Storm Shelters right here in Nixon, Missouri, or online at MissouriStormShelters.com, or call for pricing and details at 417-725-0055, 417-725-0055, Missouri Storm Shelters, because basements won't save your family.
From hackers and identity thieves to government spies, your online privacy has never been more at risk. Go to UnseenNow.com and learn how their unparalleled encryption tools can keep your communications totally secure. UnseenNow.com offers email, chat, voice and video calling, and cloud storage all for free. It's never been more important to lock down your digital life, and now you can. Stop Big Brother in his tracks. Learn how at UnseenNow.com.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Got a simple question for you. Can you sell?
Yes?
Okay. Can you sell the intangible?
If yes, and you'd like to work 9 to 5, Monday through Friday, with no overtime, no weekends, if you're passionate about not closing sales, but about opening relationships, if you truly have a desire to serve global clients who need your advertising expertise, and you're local to the Twin Cities and Burnsville, are hardworking, self-driven, with experience in sales, marketing, or advertising, are personable, and a whiz on the phone, GCN wants to talk with you right now. GCN
GCN, the Genesis Communications Network, is one of the largest independent talk radio networks in the world, and we're hiring right now. We offer benefits and an excellent commission structure. Experience preferred, but we'll train the right person. Is that you? Submit your resume today to advertise at GCNlive.com. Again, that's advertise at GCNlive.com. Come work with the Genesis Communications Network, an equal opportunity employer.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at AlkaVision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new AlkaVision.com.
It's gonna be sliding.
One of today's hot.
Why today? God, you're
take my when you go to the season
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Rick, we only have a few minutes left, and we have a whole board full of callers. We'll start with Terry in Mexico. Terry, you're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me. We'll have to go very quickly.
Hi, I'm sorry. About 20 minutes ago, you were talking about chemtrails. You said that your yield was down. I just want to remind you or let you know that about whenever the government shut down there for a week, Stad Miller was on, and he says, I haven't seen such a blue sky in a long time. And I went to my window, and I looked out, and I could not believe how electric blue the sky was. It was just like
a kid. Isn't it different? You know, you're absolutely dead on. It happened here, too. Now we have the fake clouds again.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, you know what? I'd just like to say, Vincent, it really is happening, and that was proof right there. They had to shut. Yep. The government was not able to finance them spraying. And, of course, you can go to the Internet and look at various movies at YouTube. But, Vincent, it really is happening. And
it is. And you mentioned John Stadtmiller. And John Stadtmiller has sat behind this very microphone where I am today. He would just ride up from his home and his business in Round Rock, Texas, and come up to the farm and spend time here. And I know John Stadtmiller very, very well. And every once in a while I get a chance to talk with him, and it's great, good to do so. So, I really appreciate the call. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, we've got Susan in Arkansas. You're on with Dr. Richard Allen Miller and me, Vin Fennelli.
Can you hear me okay?
Absolutely.
We'll have to go very quickly.
One of the things I wanted to say, you're always talking about the grass and the problems with the weather. I have a few walnut tree, and this year the walnuts are very small, very sparse, and they're dropping them already. I mean, they are the size of...
That's right. I've seen that here, too. The walnuts are coming out of my tree right now. It's not even June 19th yet.
And they're very tiny.
Susan, I was... Susan, we have a contracting crew here doing some excavation and some concrete work. They're building some walls for us for a barn. And I was talking to the guys late last night, and we were looking at the trees. And the trees, you know, although the leaves are green, they're dropping their limbs. The trees are sick. The trees are, there's a lot of dead wood falling in the woods. And half of our farm is woods and half of it's, you know, fields. So, and they're saying, you're right. You're right, and they've lived here all their lives. I've only lived here 8 or 9 years. So we're seeing that. Are you seeing that also?
Not too bad where I am because we've had a lot of water, and I'm on the side of a hill where, and it's fairly level, and yet I'm on the side of the hill. So there's a lot of moisture, and everything is green and lovely. But
well, when you
so
say,
is your accent, by the way. I love it.
Trees. The other thing
Susan?
I want to tell you, too, about Washington and maybe another time, but when I get a hold of the staffer that answers the phone, I don't leave them a message for the whoever. I talk to them, and I say, look, do you realize what is going on? And do you realize if this goes down, you have no job? You have, and I know you can influence these people. And I really, I give them the what for. And they listen. I mean, it's a whole...
Oh, what for? I love it. I love it.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to say something probably over the top. Ladies, you can stop this. You can stop this insanity. All you have to do is to tell your husbands you're not going to put up with it anymore. You know, when mom is unhappy, nobody's happy. Okay? So... Ladies, you can stop this insanity right now.
No, you're
mothers against drunk drivers. There it is.
It's just like you were saying the other day about the wives of the pilots. It's the same deal. You've got to talk to people who have influence, and
that's what I'm talking about.
Influence.
As Susan,
part of that idiotic bureaucracy.
Yeah. Yeah. Susan, you hit the nail right on the head. Thanks for calling. You're our neighbor in Arkansas. Please call again. Rick, thanks so much for being with us. I'm going to hop on the tractor right now. They're waiting for me. They're saying, get out there and get that hay done. That's what I'm going to do. Thanks so much for being with us, Dr. Richard Ellen Miller, richardellenmiller.com. Class, above all, honesty and integrity. What happens next is up to you.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even if I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturing
manufacturers. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.